101.1 The Wiz on the line is my folk from the AC. Y'all might not know, I used to be on the radio in Atlanta for a long time before when the radios had one speaker.
Wow.
What's up?
From Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Erica Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
The cool as a cucumber, most conservative, laid-back person on the cast.
Absolutely.
No, I'm serious, Erica.
Thank you.
I love your style, man. You just be sitting back watching.
Just real classy. Real classy.
Key to Kiwi. Go ahead.
Hi, Erica.
Hey, Kita.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How do you feel about this season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I loved it. Like, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad and just keep moving in stride. So, I loved it. We were number one. The number one cable show.
They beat out everybody.
We sure did.
Okay.
That's a blessing.
How do you feel about the critics who say it was a negative portrayal of black people?
It's like, come on, for real. I mean, you're being negative and you're saying this and you were probably one of the millions tuned in every Monday. So... whatever.
Exactly.
It was one of my guilty pleasures. I got a question about Jocelyn Crazy. How did y'all leave it? Y'all cool? Y'all kick it now? Y'all what's up with that? Matter of fact, hold that thought. Let's go to break, Keita.
All right.
We'll be right back with Erica from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and her true thoughts on Jocelyn. I've been to jail. Hernandez. It's 101.1.
The Wiz.
101.1. The Wiz. The At Work Network. On the line is our good friend Erica Dixon, Loving Hip Hop Atlanta. What was I saying, Keita?
You asked her true feelings on Jocelyn.
I honestly don't care for her in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it is what it is. What happened, it happened. And, I mean, I'm just moving forward with my life. I just, you know how you just know who a person is.
Amen.
And I just don't care for her, period.
Okay.
And she knows it.
Had y'all met before this?
No, we hadn't.
So she gets no love whatsoever?
None whatsoever. I just don't like who she is.
Jocelyn at one point wanted to sincerely apologize. Why didn't you accept?
Because it wasn't sincere,
okay.
Period. And like I said, I'm very observant, and I saw right through her. Like, yeah, you came to talk and apologize, but it was only after you found out I hadn't slept with Stevie. So what if I had slept with Stevie?
Right.
Like, so, you know, so what? That would have been before you even knew him. Not that it happened. Let me clear that up. But just still.
Right.
Like, come on, for real.
Honestly, can you understand what she was saying?
Yeah, some of it I do understand. I do catch it. Other stuff I don't. I just, you know, I'm just like, mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you can see I was so upset to the point where it's like, and when she was talking, it's no point of me saying anything because, you know, you're stuck in this mindset and
right.
Nothing I can say can
right.
Change that. So.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Well, speaking of the reunion special, let me just go on a side note, tell you, you look absolutely gorgeous. I
sure
think
did.
You were
Thank
the most
you.
Stunning one on that stage.
The Georgia Peaches.
Thank
Lord.
You. So, okay, you know.
There she go. Uh-oh. What advice would you give to women who are in dysfunctional relationships?
I mean, get out of it. You know, if you can deal and you can stay prayed up and you know God is first in the relationship and he has you, then take as much as you can. But if not, get out of it, move on with your life, and be happy.
Speaking of relationships, what was Scrappy reaching in his pocket for, Shaw? What's the deal? Y'all getting ready to jump the broom after all this or what?
That's something I can't speak on.
Oh, so you can. All right. Are you and Scrappy in a good place? How about that?
Yes, me and Scrappy are cool. We're good friends. We will always be. Like I said before, we were friends before we were even in a relationship.
So we got to watch part two of the reunion show to find out.
Oh, absolutely. Tune in to the reunion show to find out.
You don't have to give away nothing, but how do you feel about Shay Bucky Johnson?
I don't care for her either. And I don't care for her because, I mean, every woman has that intuition, and you come into the situation, I'm sorry. Even looking at the screen, everything was skeptical. Everything he was saying, he was telling you, it's like, come on, like, you're not that stupid. You can't be. That first episode, you were laughing with him.
Next time you see Bucky, just walk up to him and be like, yeah, boy. Hey, we run out of time, and I know you got a new business. You have an online boutique. Run the website by us.
Site, MissEricaDixon.com is under reconstruction.
Okay.
I had some people trying to stick me, but, you know, we're getting that in order as we speak.
Okay.
So they will be coming soon for, you know, ladies and gentlemen that like to rock jewelry shoes in person.
Oh, you got dude stuff, too. Oh, no. Hell no. You in Atlanta. That's a whole nother Oprah. Never mind. My bad. I misunderstood. No, I misunderstood, baby. I'm just saying. You got to admit. I mean, come on now. I didn't used to be like that when I was down there.
I just just like to, you know, cater to all my people, all my fans.
Hey, money is green. I feel you.
Absolutely.
All right, Keita, last question.
What word of encouragement would you give to mothers who out here working, they trying to find their way, they're dealing with all kinds of relationships? What kind of encouragement would you give to those women who just trying to make it?
Stay focused. I follow 3 T's, positivity, prosperity, and productivity.
Preach.
It never failed me.
That's Amen. Beautiful. That's beautiful. And how are you and your mother doing? Your relationship stronger?
Our kind of therapy almost. We are doing very well. Very well.
Good, good.
You and Mama D cool?
Of course me and Mama D are cool. I know how to deal with Mama D at the end of the day. I tell everybody, I love her, I just don't like her. We have a love-hate relationship, so we know how to deal with each other. That's my child's grandmother.
Amen.
So we're going to always be involved, you know, in each other's lives.
That's what's up.
Got you.
That's what's up. Hey, first of all, thank you for taking the time to, you got anything else, Keita?
No, I just want to tell her that, are you going to
welcome.
If there's a part two, will you be in it?
It wouldn't be a love and hip hop.
Hey.
Part two without me.
Good, good, because we would love to see you again, and just thank you. We appreciate your presence.
Let me ask you that. Are you talking about the reunion?
Thank you for having me.
Hold on. Don't go quiet yet. Are you talking about, Keita, I'll just make sure I understand. Are you talking about the reunion show or if there's another season?
If there's another season.
Season two.
Okay, cool. Wow. It sounded to me like y'all already taping season two.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Hey, tell your cousin Tara I said what up, though.
Oh, yes. Shout out to her.
Dude, back in the day, that was my buddy down in Atlanta, boy. God almighty.
You better stop.
Hey, continued success, Erica. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.